Can you describe us a normal day's work there?
In the office? Yeah. Well, we used to get in early. We used to have, the first thing we had to do was sort, we were delivered newspapers, and it was our duty to sort all the papers, newspapers, and deliver them to all the executives and secretaries to their offices. Then we used to have to sort all the mail that came in, and you had pigeonholes in the office. The men used to put the mail into the pigeonholes. Then when that was done, they used to have to deliver all over, because there were three floors. The company was a big company, and I also trained to do first aid, so I was a first aider. And then the men used to, after they delivered the mail all around the building, they used to have to collect the outboxes and put the inboxes. And then the investment department mainly, and other departments, used to bring in whatever work they wanted to go to the city, because we used to messengers. I used to send the messengers to the city with important documents. You couldn't send them in the post. They were too important, valuable. If you lost these documents, you would never replace them. So my duty was to send the men out, and they used to go into London, deliver and collect, if there was anything to collect, bring it back. And then they used to sort out the noon mail. Mail came in at noon. And that's the day. It was quite busy. It was a very, very busy office, you know. But enjoyable, you know, interesting.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
So you were born in London then. Mm. And do you often go to Italy? And also, yes, do you often go to Italy?
Oh, yes, we go to Italy quite often. Eric's been to the village twice, haven't you? Mm-hmm. He's been to Ornese twice, and we've been to, we go to Venice, we've been to Ravello, we've been to Puglia, we've been to Abano twice, we've been to Florence, yes, a tour in Italy, yes, we love Italy. And when I left work, I always wanted to do art, so I took up art. I did this all my work. This is embroidery. This is embroidery. That's embroidery.
You're embroidery.
And that's embroidery. Yes, and I paint, and I do batik. That's embroidery. Yeah, that's
batik.
And I do batik, and I paint watercolour. That's watercolour.
When you go to the college, where did you learn?
Well, yes, it's a college for a day college, yes.
Adult education.
In Sidcup, yes. Yeah. So that's how I spent. And then, we play table tennis, we play bowls, and we do ballroom dancing. Oh, we're quite active. Never a dull moment in this house. But we used to have a dog. Lovely dog.
Mm. Have you got some medals? I can see some.
Oh, no, we were at my boys' brigade, and my husband belonged to the boys' brigade. And
reunion.
We did a quiz, and we won the gold medal for the quiz.
Just for a laugh, you know.
Just for a laugh, yeah. Anything else?
Is it something that you remember particularly about your mother or your father, something that they taught you, or something, you know?
Well, I wonder whether I get my artistic streak from my father, because my sisters are not at all interested in art. But I always used to ask him when I was young. I used to say, "Daddy, teach me to do mosaic." And he said, "Women don't do that." But I think they do now. I think, well, they would, wouldn't they? They'd go to college and everything. But I would have liked to have done that, the mosaic. I was very interested in that side. And, my father, if he hadn't got interned, I think he would have sent me to college because he thought I would have been good at languages, an interpreter or something like that, you know. But of course, because of the war, education was disrupted, you see, so didn't have the opportunity. That's why I can't understand today young people have got the opportunity, they've got the opportunity to study and to learn, and they don't take it. Not all, but I mean a lot. When I did shorthand typewriting, I must have been about 17, 18. What I noticed most of all was in that class, the majority of children were foreign. Black, Asian, any other nationality, but not many English people. And I thought, why? And at that age, I realised it seems to be the people that come from abroad want to learn, and we're here and we've got the opportunity, and a lot of the young people, they don't. They think, I've been to school, that's it, I don't want to know anymore. It's a very, very pity. It's great pity.
Because you're always something to learn.
There's always something to learn. You learn all through your life. I always say it's never too late to learn. Never too late to learn. Because, you know, my mother was born in Germany. She wasn't born in Italy. She was born in Germany.
Of Italian parents.
Well, her parents, they were from Fana, and there was no work. So her father went to Germany to work. And she was born in Kiel and spoke German. When she was 15 and First World War was on, they went back to Italy because they could see that Italy was going to be against Germany. So they didn't want to be living in Germany, Italians. They would get, you know. So they went back. And so my mother, even when she was older, I bought her books. I said, Mum, you must keep up with this German. You must practice your... But she didn't know anybody German in London. They were all Italian or English, you know. But I said, never too late to learn. Never too late to learn. She used to look at the books, but she wouldn't practice it, you know.
But she did speak Italian.
She spoke Italian, spoke Furlan and Italian, yes.
But so she could go down and make friends at Italian church.
Yes.
Italian
well, she wasn't, you see, my father, as I told you, he was very strict, and he didn't like my mother to have too much amicizia, you know, out of the family. He liked my mother to be there, you see. And she was a very quiet person, and she'd never gone out to work. He wouldn't let her go to work. He said, I am the man. I will provide for my family. If I cannot provide for my family, then I'm not a good husband. But that was how men thought then, didn't they? You see? Was your father like that? He was.
Yeah.
They were
like this. Yes, they
were. Felt
really perfect.
Oh, the men. The men must provide, and I think, well, quite frankly, I think there's a lot of the trouble today. I think a lot of young men, they don't know where they are. They don't know what role they're supposed to play. You know, I think they don't know what their role is, because it's happened that society has changed so much. There isn't that feeling going through the unity in family, sitting at the table, having your meals together. It's very important. Very important.
Are all your sisters, they all living in London now?
One sister lives in Harrow. My older sister lives in Harrow. And the other sister, Gina, lives in Norfolk. Yes. She moved. She did live in London. She lived in Barnet.
And the other one?
Laura, she died. Yes, she died. She was 75. She died, yeah. But,
Do you feel you are Italian or English or Friulano?
Well, I feel I'm English, British. I always describe myself as British, but I treasure my Italian roots. I think it's very important to keep that because when my father he was asked many times to become, why don't you become British? He said, I was born Italian, I will die Italian. He embraced the British culture. He believed that when in England, do as the English do. He would never ever do anything contrary to English law, my father. But he felt that his roots are Italian. And I feel, though I'm born here, my roots are Italian. So I cast myself as Italo-British.
Okay. Have you got something else to tell me that you'd like to tell me? Or?
I can't think of anything else, really.
Tell all your experiences in America.
Oh, no, that's really, it's not relevant to really this, because... What do you think of the photographs? Are you having any idea of what ones you would...
Now we go, we will look at the photographs. Thank you.
Have a cup of tea.
Thank you. We like a cup of coffee now.
Or tea, what you prefer.